A 21-year-old Campbell River father who was stabbed twice in the chest on July 14 was stabbed again on Friday, 5 days after he was released from Victoria Hospital following open-heart surgery. Colin Dube Wheat's cousin Jen Fife told The Times columnist that Dube Wheat was the victim of a murder attempt in a 900-block Cedar Street residence in Campbell River at around 7 p.m. Friday. Police said Dube Wheat was transported to Campbell River Hospital and is expected to survive. Two police officers were hurt while trying to take a suspect into custody. The suspect had resisted arrest. Police have said that drug use may have played a role in the stabbing, but have so far declined to elaborate. Sergeant Chris Clark said that the RCMP is unable to confirm or deny any details regarding the incident until charges have been laid. Dube Wheat's family has not spoken publicly about what happened for fear of jeopardizing the investigation or the judicial process. "We're not being quiet because we don't want the truth out," Fife said. "We want the police to be able to successfully investigate and come to have a conviction, a successful conviction from what Colin experienced on Friday. It's important that the person that did this is able to be successfully prosecuted for it down the road." "This past weekend has been the worst in her life," said Fife, adding that Dube Wheat has lived part-time with her mother from when he was a toddler. Fife is the primary contact of a fundraising campaign intended to cover rehabilitation and recovery expenses for Dube Wheat from when he was first stabbed on July 14. The fundraising campaign, which had raised just over $24,000, has been closed to new contributions since Saturday, with a note from Fife saying that all refund requests will be honored. Since news of the second stabbing broke, she has been accused of running a disingenuous fundraiser, she said. "People hear Colin's hurt again and then just decide so many things based on no evidence," she said. "It has been difficult to suddenly become the focal point of all that attention," Fife said, adding that there have been angry emails, texts, and social media posts made to other members of Dube Wheat's family as well. Fife said she was unable to access provincial victim services as they were closed during the weekend. "Anyone that's feeling angry and confused, you can take your money back. We haven't pulled any," she said. The family has so far been unable to make a public statement that's been cleared by the RCMP, but is hopeful that they will be able to share more in the coming days, Fife said. "We're waiting, just like you." Midge Lowe at TimesColumnist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColumnist.com.